This week, we've been hearing from Barbadian economist Carlos Fort, who migrated to Canada 10 years ago. He's been sharing with us some of his observations of life in that country and ways in which he believes that Barbados could benefit from some of what he's seen there. Today, the final part of this conversation, as he discusses the opportunities for those Barbadians who may be contemplating doing like him and going to live in Canada.
I've encountered quite a few people, to friends and others. Sometimes, you know, some person refer to someone to me who may be contemplating moving to Canada, and, you know, ask me to share the experience with them and give tips and so on. And so that brain drain is taking hold. Even as I'm here, I made contact with two friends of mine, one of which just migrated to the UK. That was occasioned, though, by CIBC Offshore Bank closing. I wasn't even aware that that was closed. A little concerned for me because that was, I would call, an anchor company here. It had a long history of being here. It was one of the bigger offshore banks as well. So for persons that are interested, I would say this is a good time to go, because the federal government just 2 years ago increased the targets, the immigration targets, from 250,000 people a year to just under 400,000. They've hit those targets in the last year, and they're on track to matching that this year. And quite a lot of those people are being absorbed into the labor force, because Canada needs, in order to grow, it's an underpopulated country. It's the largest, second largest country physically by landmass in the world, with a population that's just about the 10th of the size of the U.S. In order for Canada to grow, they do need migrants, and they do need skilled migrants. And given the current environment, the economy is going very well. We had a slow recovery, but that recovery has been generally very sustained, and it's reached a point where we pretty much are at full employment, and vacancy rates have increased. So when I speak of vacancy rates, there's a metric that tracks the extent to which employers are able to fill positions and so on. So vacancy rates are relatively high. So in terms of the prospect of being able to find an opportunity there, is definitely higher than it has been for a few years, and is probably higher than it's going to be shortly, because a global recession is on the horizon. In terms of the ability to go there, in terms of to migrate there legally, the federal government, again, the current government has shift their emphasis on skilled migrants, so there's some criteria that you can qualify. Of course, it isn't only, you know, when people hear skills, they're thinking about professionals or what have you, but there's the long-standing farm labor program. People go in the hospitality field, similar to the farm labor program. And some of those people ultimately get permanent residence.
But he also gives this word of caution.
In terms of migrating, some people sometimes don't recognize that it is a sacrifice and a risk when you migrate, because things don't always pan out how you envisage before you migrated. But also, you're leaving family behind, you're leaving everything that you knew behind. You know, sometimes you're going to a place where you know there may not have been friends or family there. These are sacrifices that, you know, you're homesick. You know, I remember my first 4 years in particular, every winter I asked myself, what am I doing here? I particularly in circumstances where I personally didn't have a desire to migrate, it's kind of circumstantial. But some of you ask, well, why haven't you returned? But I am an economist. The economy has been bad. And, you know, you're not just going to return and be like some of my colleagues that being resident here and, you know, not being able to find a job, and then find that you have to try to go back or go somewhere else. But the point is that you cannot discount discipline. You cannot, despite having a goal for yourself, where you want to see yourself in 5 years, 10 years, etc. Being able to learn from disappointment and failure. Something that I think developed countries do pretty well, the U.S. in particular, where they celebrate success, but they also do not penalize failure in the way that we do in the Caribbean. And I think it has part to do with our educational system.
Barbados-born economist Carlos Fort. It's hurricane season. Is your roof secure and your valuables safe? Contact your financial advisor to learn more about home insurance. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.